Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, who is love. Praise God, who is love. Praise God, who is love. Father, I thank you for allowing me to connect with my listening audience. Thank you that as I pray and speak on this day, I am not interrupted by any satanic or demonic force. Holy Spirit, have your way with my thoughts. And thank you for speaking through my vocal cords and thinking through my mind. Thank you for allowing it to be all of you and none of me. In Jesus' name, amen. Hello, and welcome to this Saturday segment. Episode 4, Continuous Prayer is Power to Heal. I am Reverend Diane Hobson, Senior Pastor of Global Exchange Christian Church and the President and Founder of Global Exchange Christian University. I am also a host for today. If you have your Bible, go with me to the book of Romans, chapter 10, verses 9 through 10. We will immediately go to 1 John 1:9, and our final opening scripture will be Matthew 6:33. This is pretty much the format we follow every time we begin. You will hear me open with a worship, seconds of a worship song, a cappella, and then we will do the prayer, opening prayer, a brief hello, and welcome to all the listening audience. And we do our opening scriptures, which is usually three scriptures. And today is Saturday, so we will do a health tip and a business tip. I think you will enjoy both. We'll go right into our second segment afterwards. So if you say, well, I don't want to hear all that, and, you know, if you want to chime in, I always tell people you want to chime in anywhere from 7 to 10 minutes. Sometimes I go over just a little bit, and because especially if we have something special like we do today. We might run over a minute here. Okay, so you've got your Bibles. Let's go to Romans. It's in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, the book of Acts, and right into Romans. Verse 9 reads that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Verse 10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if you confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let me read that one more time. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If you confess it. Okay, so that means if you're a born-again Christian, if you said that prayer, you are now a born-again Christian. Okay, we don't want to assume that people that are listening and happen to chime into our program that they are born-again Christians. No, we don't want to assume that. So we always say those prayers so that you can say them with us if you are not born again. If you only need to say it once. So if you're born again, if you said it once before, don't worry about it. And if you're a new Christian, please send us an email to gechristianchurch@gmail.com and let us know and we can put you something in the mail. Okay? Thank you so much. We appreciate it. All right. We have, we didn't do Matthew 6:33. We got to do that one. Oh, my goodness, no, we can't. That's the favorite one. Matthew 6:33 reads, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I always like to do that one two times. But seek you first. Seek God first. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Okay, we'll talk more about what that means. 6:33. But sometimes people hear it and they're like, well, what are you talking about? What do you mean all these things will be added? I think we will talk about that when we go into our section. Okay, health tip. It's just pretty much the same, and we'll be pretty much reminding everybody throughout this holiday season about the water. The water is very important. We know that during the holidays you definitely be drinking other things because there's so many things out there. A lot of people are drinking apple cider, hot chocolate, and when it gets cold we drink tea, we drink all these things, coffee, all different kinds of coffee. And we want to keep in mind that that is no substitute for our water. Consuming the amount of water into our body based on what we're supposed to be doing. Our body is made up of 75% of water. So when we go to the bathroom, if you go into the bathroom 3, 4, 5, and 6 times a day, how do you think that water is going to get back in? It doesn't replenish itself by itself. So we have to put the water back into our system when it comes out. So please let the children know. And if you're not dividing their weight by two, we talk about this all the time. You divide the weight by two. Whatever you come up with, that's how many ounces you should be drinking every day. So if you are not doing it, do it for your children. Make sure you're doing it, your children are doing it, your spouse is doing it. Everybody should be involved in putting the appropriate amount of water into your system, in your body. That's very important. You can be suffering from dehydration. You'll have no idea. Keep in mind that doctors, I'm not saying we don't need doctors, we do. But they, most of the time, they can't tell you. If it's something simple as dehydration, they can't tell you because they're not required to know anything about nutrition. That's the nutrition point in terms of the water. That they really can't tell you that because most of them can't unless they specialize in it like a surgeon because they're not required to specialize in nutrition when they're going to med school. So you keep that in mind, and these are things that you need to take a moment or two, even if you get online and try to update yourself with what's going on health-wise. Very important to keep up with what's going on in your body. Okay? And if we do that, we won't have children who are obese. We shouldn't have that because I know that they're uncomfortable. I know that they're out of breath. And these are things that, and you don't want to keep running to the doctor unnecessarily. These are things that we, as parents, we need to know. We need to know those kinds of things, okay? So if you have any questions there, again, send me a question, gechristianchurch@gmail.com. Send me an email, and I will be happy to answer your question. I can, okay? All right, let's go move right along to our business tip. Our business tip deals with the hair salon and barbershop. One of the things that saddened me is that I found out that there are a number of salons that are overcharging people. And that is not meant to have, that is not meant to be. That is not what God wants us to do. So if you're a Christian and you are a beautician, then you should ask God, put it in prayer and ask him what you should be charging if you don't know, if you really truly don't know. I'm going to try to help you out as much as possible. I've obtained my beautician's license and my instructor's license, cosmetology instructor's license, to teach cosmetology way in the 1970s. So I've had all of this time to know, and I try to keep up with it, although it was 2000, and year 2000, I kind of stopped doing that and went on to something else because that's when I was really moving into the latter part of the 90s, I started the ministry, so I wasn't interested in renewing my license. But I feel that still doesn't stop you from knowing what you know because you go so many hours to get, I think I did, 2,500 hours altogether. So when you do that, you really don't forget things that are important. we have people that a trim is just what it says. It's a trim. A trim is like cutting the little pieces off of your end. Now, if you're getting, let's say, 1-2 inches of hair cut off, that's a haircut, okay? Or if you're getting more than, if you're getting more than a fourth of an inch cut off your hair, then you are getting a haircut. So let's talk about the two. A trim and a haircut is not the same. I heard somebody say, oh, it's the same thing, it's still a cut. No, it is not the same thing. And if you are charging somebody $50-some dollars for a trim, you are way overcharging. And we should not be involved in that. So if you are a Christian and you are a beautician, please don't get caught up in the prices that the world are charging. If they need to be hustling and trying to make money, that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. But you as a Christian, you are supposed to have character. You are not supposed to be, we trust you. You are a Christian and you're supposed to be trusted and not to be charged. Don't look at somebody else's price and say, well, they're charging, so it must be okay. No, you get in prayer and you say, Lord, what should I charge? God is our source. The people that's coming into our salon is not our source. God is our source. Okay? So you don't have to worry about that. He's going to take care of you if you trust him. So please, let me, and like I said, I'm going to go over because this is so important. It is very important. And we're going to do a review and go over we may spend another segment on the budget because I'm going to make sure we get that budget down fat for the holiday. So I am doing the budget on today as well, but I wanted to get this over to you because this is the holiday. People go to the salon, they get their hair done. Usually for Christmas, a lot of parents go take their children to the beauty salon. So we don't want you taking your children to the beauty salon and they're overcharging you because they think it's okay. You are going to cut somebody's hair, you don't charge them $50, $60 to do a haircut. That's ridiculous. Don't do that. That's in addition to your hairstyle. If you're getting, let's say you're getting a relaxer, you're African-American. If you are not African-American, you're going to get a perm. If you're African-American, you're getting a relaxer. You're not getting a perm. African-American, most of the time, you will be getting, if you have the 1/8 blood, then you might be getting a perm. But usually if it's African-American, they will get a relaxer and not a perm. Our hair is different. Okay? So you are not supposed to be. If you are being charged for a trim, if they're charging you more than $15, maybe $20 is really too much for a trim. A trim is just taking the little bit. We never did that. We were taught when we graduated from cosmetology school, we were taught you can't style a hair without making sure it's clipped and the ends are nice. Because if the ends are not nice, why are you styling the hair? You might as well not even style the hair because it's not going to look right. The trim has always been a part of the hairstyle. And all of a sudden now they've learned how to make more money. Well, we're going to charge you this because you got to get the trim, and then we're going to then a haircut. Trim and haircut is not the same thing. So if you are going to the salon and they are saying that, you ask those prices up front. And if they're saying they're charging you $50 to get your hair cut, $50-some dollars, not $50. Let me back up a little bit. As mine says, it's like $55 or it's even anywhere between $52 and $60. I'm like, you are out of your mind. Don't charge people like that. Hear what I'm saying. That's in addition to the hairstyle. I mean, if it was $200 and I really wanted to get it done, I'm not talking about that. Hair, we know is expensive. But what I am saying is some people are overcharging because they feel like they can do that. I don't care if you are located in a mall or someplace. Don't be hustling trying to get the money from the people. That's unnecessary. And then we got people that are charging $125 and all this to do. You got people in there that can't even get their hair straight. You're not supposed to be charging that. So you've got to look at Christians. That's why we do Matthew 6:33. We do Matthew 6:33 because it says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You cannot go in and get your hair done from anybody. Ask God, where should I go? Please lead me, because I haven't a clue. Because you have a lot of crooks out there that they're interested in filling their pockets, and that's it. And it hurts me because I am a beautician. I mean, you never say that I am not. You never say you're not once you've gone and got your license. You still are a beautician. You may not. I'm a non-practicing beautician, but I am still a beautician. So therefore, I don't feel like you should be charging people that much. You don't do that. How do you how would you like your child sit in the chair and they say to you, and you say, I want my child's hair because I want you to take an inch of hair off of my child. It's too long. I wanted to cut. And they say, well, it's $60. You would have to look at them and say, are you sick? Don't do that. That is ridiculous. I couldn't believe that when I heard that. I'm saying, what? Where did they get their license from? Who gave it to them? Don't do that. And barbers, if you're doing the same thing, don't do that. Some barbers are really good. Can I tell you something? If you don't overcharge people, you'll have more business than you ever thought you could have. Some people need to talk to the Jewish people. They're always talking about how they dislike Jewish people. You need to talk to the Jewish people. They know how to run businesses. They know how to make money. And can I tell you something? I had never met a Jewish person who was poor. Now, if they were poor, that means that they certainly have not been doing something. I've not met one, and I know quite a few. Okay? They know how to make money. So, seek God's faith. Seek God's faith. And I've never met one that overcharges. I just, they just know how. And that may be because they, I don't know. I just never met one, okay? But anyway, okay, let's go on to our, if you need more information about that, let me just say, please send me an email, and I'll be happy to share, G like girl, E like Esther, christianchurch@gmail.com, okay? Okay, because that hurt me. I'm like, I don't like to see people using people. I don't like that. I just don't like it. That bugs me. That really bugs me. So please don't do that. Don't charge people.
Okay.
All righty. Let's go back to let's do a little review. Last week we did a budget, a household budget, and we went very quickly to we just made line item. We made two columns. The bill column had the name, and next to the name, we put the amount. So we had two columns, the bill name and the amount. And what we did was we added up all the money that came into the household, and we put that at the top because that was the overall amount. And that's the amount that whether it's weekly, biweekly, or monthly, put it at the top, and then go down and list what you have to spend. And we went real quickly, and and we did the rent and mortgage, and we put a line item by that. And then we did, rent or mortgage or whatever is $2,000. Well, next to rent or mortgage, you put whatever it is. I'm saying rent or mortgage, but if it's rent and it's $2,000, don't put mortgage. But if it's mortgage and it's $2,000, put that. If you have insurance that you have to do for more, put that up underneath rent or mortgage and put that across. On the same line, you're doing these are line items. They call it line items. You're under your bill name, put the name of the bill, and then put the amount. Let's say if you live in a association, I mean you are in a subdivision. Well, you would probably have an association fee. So put that there next to the association fee. If you're in a subdivision, you would have that amount. They may have some condominiums have fees also. You can put condo fee, you can put that there. Okay, or maintenance fee. So it depends. And then you can put it on, we're doing a line item. You're adding up the money that you have to spend out every month. Every month. Now, if you're doing an annual association fee, you divide that by 12, and that would be your monthly amount. And that's what you should be putting aside every month. Don't wait till the time comes and try to come up with a lump sum when it's time to pay that bill. You should be saving that amount monthly, so when it's time to pay that bill, you have that amount already, and you're not saying, oh, my God, I'm running short this month, and I don't have it. No, you should be taking a little bit out each month, divided by 12, whatever it is for that year, if you have an annual amount, whatever it is, divided by 12, and that's how much should come out of your monthly budget, okay? And the reason we're doing it monthly, some of you may pay weekly bills, may have weekly bills, but and you do it the same way. If you have a biweekly, you do it the same way. Car notes, because most of the things are due in car note, like insurance, your rent, utilities, your car note, your insurance for the car, all that's monthly. So that's why we're doing a monthly. It's easier for everybody to see what's going out in month. That's why everything that comes into the house, whether it's weekly, biweekly, monthly, put it up top. Add everything up. Add everything that comes into all the funds that comes into the household, all the income. That comes into income is something you get regularly. Now, if it's something that somebody gave you a gift, and you got a gift, like, okay, we got the holidays coming up, you might get some money for the holidays. That's not income, because your income is what comes in regularly. You're getting it weekly, like child support. If you're getting child support or alimony, or, you know, if you're getting those things, then you add all of your income. So that's something that comes in regularly. Child support comes in regularly. Alimony comes in regularly. You're getting paid, it comes in regularly. If you're on unemployment, that comes in regularly. All of that's income, okay? And those of you who are old enough to be on Social Security or Social Security disability, whatever it is, that's your income. Add all of that, and that's the income that you have coming in every month. Whether it's weekly, say for instance, if you're getting $300 a week, okay, and that's what you're going to add. You're going to add $300, multiply that by four weeks, and that's your monthly amount, okay? And then if you get child support, you add that too. Then say for instance, if you're getting alimony, you add that too. Everything that you have coming in, you put that in there. That's what it's called. Whether it's veterans benefits, whatever, you put that in there, that's your income. And as I said earlier, if you're just getting something every now and then, that's not income, so you wouldn't necessarily add that in because you may not get it. There may be a time you may not get that. So just your income. We're only interested in the income. Okay, now that we have the income, now that I explained what the income, what that consists of, then now let's go back to our bill name and amount. The name of the bill, okay, we went over rent, and if you got a mortgage, sometimes people have the insurance that they pay with their mortgage, and if you are in a subdivision, usually they'll have an association fee, and if you're in a condominium, you may have a condominium fee or a maintenance fee. And you put a line item, and then next to the line, in the next column, next to it on the same line, you put the amount. You put an amount to all of these line items that you are listing. You got a car note. You put the car note in the underneath the bill name. Next to it in the next column, put the amount of the car note. Your car note is $400, $500, $600 a month. Put that on there. That's how much you have. That's how much you your car note will be, and if you have, of course, you have insurance. If you have a car note, you have insurance. You put your insurance right underneath your car note, and how much what that costs you per month. Okay, then we did the telephone, and if you have a bundle, so a number of people have purchased bundles where you get your telephone, your television, and your internet, whatever that is per month, put that down. Or if you just have the telephone, the cell phone, just put that down, cell phone under the bill name, and across in the next column put the amount on the same line. But it's in another column, so you're not putting them in the same column. You got two columns, bill name and the amount. This is a household budget. This is not as if you were an accountant. Accountant would do this, take this budget and do it differently. So if you're an accountant listening to this and you're saying, well, that's not how I do it, an accountant would do this differently, okay? I took management and I We had fund accounting for nonprofit. So that's handled a lot different than a household budget. So we're not discussing that right now. We're discussing a household budget, a simple household budget, so that this will kind of help you for the holidays and you won't get caught. Okay, that's what we're trying to help people so that they will not be paying bills all the next year, 2016, trying to get caught up and be debt-free. But they're paying the same, they're spending the entire year to pay off the bills for the holiday. Okay, so you'll know how much we're trying to get you to know how much you spend so you won't overspend. If you know you only got $300 to spend, that's it. Don't go beyond that. Don't say, I'm going to spend my rent money for Christmas and then whatever happens, happens. No, don't do that. Pay all your bills. Pay all your bills. You got telephone. You got your utilities. So whether it's light, gas, put them on separate lines. You have light bill, whatever that is. If it's $100 a month, put it in there. You got a gas bill, put that in there. You have a water bill. All of these are on separate lines. And across, you put the amount in the next column on the same line. And what do you have? Water bill, light bill, gas bill. If you have oil or coal, whatever you have coming in to your house, and you have to pay a monthly amount, that's what you're putting down. Everything. Everything. Clothes, food. Don't forget food. How much are you paying for food per month? If you're spending $100 a week, $200 a week, that's $800 a month. How much are you spending on clothes every month? Add that up, clothes and shoes, and then you have a miscellaneous. Your miscellaneous is how much are you spending on getting things fixed around the house, or making repairs on the car, or making some repairs someplace else, or tuition. We didn't add in tuition, okay? If you got someone attending private school or a high school or college, put it in there. All of that goes in there. Add it all up, subtract it from the amount that you have income coming in, and that's how much you have to spend. Please don't overspend over that this Christmas. If you added all of that up, you got, let's say if you got $2,500 coming in, all of your bills added up to, let's say, $1,500. That means you got $1,000 left over. That means you can't spend over $1,000. Now, you sit down and add up how much you're going to spend, and that's what you spend. That's it. Don't go over that budget, because you will be the one suffering throughout the year in 2016. Okay? Father, we thank you for sharing with us. Thank you for helping us to have our loving families' holiday household budget. God wants all of his families to prosper and not be in debt. Having debt freedom is good. Encourage yourself to spend wisely this Christmas. That's what this is all about. We want to make sure that everyone's doing well. Father, we thank you for your listening audience joining us on today, for allowing us to just find out what's going on in our budget, how much we can spend so we won't go over that amount, so we're not getting an eviction notice and being set outdoors. We don't want that. We don't need to be homeless this Christmas. We don't want any families to be homeless this Christmas, as a matter of fact. So we thank you so much for that. Thank you that if anyone's listening and you have back pain, if you had back pain and put your hand on, Father, we just thank you and declare that those backs are not hurting. There's no pain in the back. We want them to believe it, because your son went to the cross over 2,000 years ago for us to have healing. We have healing in our back, and we are not suffering from any back pain. We thank you for that, Father. We praise your name and we glorify you. You are a mighty God. And we appreciate all that you do for us each and every day. We pray that, Father, in the name of Jesus, through the blood of Jesus. I want to wish each of you a good week this week. And I want to just let you know that I love you. And I thank you again for listening to this program. And we will continue. We will do a budget review on next week to make sure that everybody got it. Okay, listen to this segment more than once, so that you will be able to be familiar with how to put this budget together. I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good week.